Here's Chick on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. The Movie House in Millerton will present a Labor Day weekend with a special drive-in movie benefit at the Sharon Playhouse, a classic 1975 Jaws at their new drive-in theater, September the 6th. Through attending, community members can help support one of the independent movie theaters that has struggled this year as a result of COVID-19. Nat Benchley, brother of Jaws author Peter Benchley and a resident of Sharon, will be at the benefit on September 6th. Tickets, $50 per car, will include a goodie bag with popcorn, candy, and other treats. The Playhouse patio bar will be open. Dinner will be available for pre-order pickup at the event, and more menu options and ordering details online at themoviehouse.net. The order deadline is today at September 4th, patrons encouraged to arrive at 6 p.m. the night of the show. The film will start at 7:45. Benchley will introduce the film and share insights and anecdotes at 7:15. Through the generosity of Wendy Benchley, Peter's widow, special edition commemorative T-shirts will be sold at $20 each. All proceeds will go to the movie house. This benefit marks the first in a series of drive-in movie screenings scheduled to benefit the movie house, which will be held on Sundays throughout the month of September. For tickets and more information about the screenings, themoviehouse.net. A free drive-through senior picnic happening today for Amenia Dover Pauling Unionvale seniors age 60-plus at the Thomas J. Boyce Park, Route 55 in Wingdale. The State of Connecticut Siting Council has a continuation of their evidentiary hearing. That'll happen today at 2 o'clock via Zoom. A reminder that the vintage sports car parade will be happening today, leaving Lime Rock, circling through the area, and coming back to Lime Rock in between 4 and 6 o'clock. In Cornwall, there's a conversation with Representative Yohanna Hayes. That starts at 6 o'clock. Go to the Cornwall website for the Zoom information. The Region 1 Board of Education has a special meeting that coming up tonight at 6:30. That is a Zoom meeting. Town Board Workshop meeting for the town of Amenia happening tonight. Town Hall, first floor. That is at 7 p.m. Sharon Historical Society and Museum invites you to their 25th anniversary Sharon Treasure Sale. The online auction begins today at 12 noon, concluding on Monday, the 7th at 12 p.m. Auction items can be previewed at Sharon Historical Society and Museum through September 4th, 11 till 3. Pickup items on Tuesday the 8th through Friday the 11th between 10 and 2. The link to the auction site will be active as of today at 12 noon. SharonHist.org for more information about the event. Farm markets will continue in the village and the town of West Cornwall on Saturday, 9 to 10. Also, the Cornwall Association monthly meeting on Zoom, and at 10 to 2, the library book sale will happen live outdoors. In news around our tri-state region, all 7 Region 1 schools have higher than expected enrollment figures. In our interview with Superintendent Lisa Carter, Housatonic Valley Regional High School has an increase of 18 students, plus 3 AFS exchange students if they're allowed to travel. Cornwall School has an addition of 19 students. Lee H. Kellogg School is up 6. Kent Center School up 34. North Canaan Elementary School is up 21. Salisbury Central School up 46. Sharon Center School up 23. The official enrollment figures will be published October 1st, according to Lisa Carter. Planned improvements to the Sharon Town Hall parking lot took a step ahead following a decision by the Board of Selectmen at their regular meeting conducted by Zoom. The Selectmen agreed to submit an application for a grant in the amount of $128,000, which is the town's anticipated portion of the $15 million funds that is being distributed. Expansion plans for the parking lot offer a good fit for the program, according to Maria Horn, who was instrumental in putting Colleen in touch with Martin Heft, Undersecretary of the Office of Policy and Management, who reviewed the grant guidelines for the alignment with the town's plans. The grant funding will support the site preparation, grading, and drainage. The town will fund the paving portion of the project to fulfill the requirement that the town provide matching funds to receive that grant. The Housatonic Youth Service Bureau has a brand new director. Kelly Parker is going to replace outgoing director Lori Collins, who left in 2018. Parker started work last week. She was most recently assistant director of advancement at the Housatonic Valley Association. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 29,099.00, the NASDAQ at 12,341.75, and the S&P 500 at 3573.50. A reminder that the big weekend festival at Lime Rock Park is underway. It's not open fully to the public, but once again, a reminder that race car parade will be held today beginning at 4 o'clock, leaving Lime Rock, going through our immediate area, and returning to Lime Rock by 6 o'clock. More information is available at limerock.com. We'll check the weather forecast that comes your way in just a few moments.